This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. For the first time since 2000, the University of South Florida has a new president. Stephen Correll, who was named to the job in March, officially became the university's seventh president on July 1st. The 60-year-old Correll comes to USF from Southern Methodist University, where he was provost and vice president for academic affairs for 3 years. President Correll, welcome to University Beat.
Thank you, Mark. I'm thrilled to be here and thrilled to be a new member of the USF community.
What have the last few months since this election been like for you?
Very busy. So it's been a whirlwind time of a lot of transitions and a lot of planning. But I feel like I've already been engaged with the USF community, with the Board of Trustees, with the Board of Governors for quite some time now, for the last really 2 months.
You mentioned the idea there of communication with the leadership at USF. That includes Dr. Genshaft, Judy Genshaft as well?
Oh, yes. President Genshaft has been absolutely fantastic in helping with this transition. She's been generous. She's been gracious. She's been wise. I am benefiting from her advice and her thoughts about the university, so I'm very grateful to her for that.
Have you had the chance to visit University of South Florida St. Petersburg and USF Sarasota Manatee yet and meet with the people there at these branch campuses?
I have been to both campuses more than once, so I'm very eager to engage with them in a dialogue about how we can work together in a very collaborative way to better and advance USF as one university. So one of my top priorities in the first several months of the job is really to get out of my office and listen and to engage with our faculty, staff, students, and alumni across all three campuses and imagine and envision the future of the university. I found it in my previous experience to be very beneficial to get out and visit folks in their work setting, essentially to learn from them and listen to them, but also to share a little bit about myself and my aspirations and my dreams and my goals for the university and how we can coalesce around this refreshed vision for, say, the next 10 years of USF.
What are some of the other things you're going to be looking at in terms of really making a priority?
Well, consolidation, of course, is at the top of the priority list. We've been briefing the Board of Trustees and the Board of Governors about our very systematic plan to work towards summer of 2020, which is when we really transition over into a single accreditation. And so I'll be engaged in discussions with St. Petersburg and Sarasota Manatee about how we can maximize the alignment between their programs and the future vision of the university. So I'm very hopeful and very excited about that and what they can really add that is going to further elevate USF toward its aspirations in terms of maintaining preeminence and also our aspirations to be on a trajectory toward eligibility for the Association of American Universities. That's the AAU, which is the top 62 research universities in North America.
How big is that pressure to maintain preeminence once consolidation of accreditation is complete?
Well, we are deeply committed to maintaining preeminence. And so we, again, will craft a vision with our colleagues in St. Petersburg and at Sarasota Manatee in terms of how we can do that. That has been a hard-won accomplishment by President Genshaft and Provost Wilcox and all the other faculty and administrators and students here on campus to reach that level, so we're very committed to maintaining that, and I think we will.
We'll have part two of our conversation with Stephen Correll on next week's University Beats. For a preview of that, along with pictures from his first day on the job, visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.